In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechet Avot. The Mishnah begins, Huya Omer, this is Rabban Gamliel, the son of Ribbon Anasi, he would say as well, Aser Rotzono, make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will Rotzonach, your will. In other words, ensure that what you're doing, meaning you're doing the mitzvah, Tzim et Hashem, and wants you to do with a completely, with a lev shalem, with full heart. Kedei in order, Shia Aser Rotzonach, Kiritzono, so that your will be, so meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make your will his will. What's that mean? Well, a simple understanding is that in order that there'll be no ikuv, and there's nothing preventing you from fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. In other words, so you do everything with a full heart, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable and facilitate for you to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. It's interesting here, the Midrash Shmuel explains it slightly differently. He says, when it says Ratzono Ratzonach, meaning even Shalom Lishma, even while it's still your Ratzon, your will, just do Hashem's will, even Shalom Lishma, even if it's not for the sake of heaven. Because why? Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Because at the end of the day, it will be kedei she retzonach retzono, so that his will ultimately will become your will. And in other words, you'll ba lishma, you'll end up doing the mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu for the right sake, for the, in other words, to fill the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem. Batel retzonach mipnei retzono, kishtev retzon acherim bipnei retzonach. Which simply means, annul your will into his will. In other words, this is referring to mitzvah lo ta'aseh. In other words, don't do things you're not meant to do. Why kedei shivatel ratzon achirim mipnei ratzonach? This again, the way the Bartanu explains it, that will yafer atzat kol hamakim alecha l'ra'ah. So in other words, he will, all other people that are scheming against you, he will mevatel that will. The Mishnah continues, Hillel Omer. Discussion who this Hillel is it referring to Hillel from the previous parak, as in Hillel and Shammai, but I'll leave that for further study. Mishnah says, Hillel Omer, al tifrosh min tzibur, do not separate from the tzibur, meaning if the tzibur of the congregation is betzar, in a situation of anguish and pain, do not separate from them. Why? The principle here is because anyone who is poresh min tzibur will not see in the nechama of the tzibur, meaning the comfort of the tzibur, of the congregation. What's interesting, Tosfos says, well, when fine. Someone might say, look, I don't want to be part of the tzar, I don't want to be part of the nechama either. The response is generally midah tova meruba, that if something's bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives the midah tova, the complementary good, that's going to be of a greater level than the negative. So you want to be part of the nechama of the tzibur as well. It's interesting when it comes to halachic things, not that we ever rule halacha from Mishnahs, but Magen Avraham says, well, in this situation it depends. If you have the capacity to help and contribute, then for sure you should do so. However, if you cannot do so, then you shouldn't put yourself in that makom tzakana, place of danger. Let's continue. Val tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom motach. Do not be so confident in yourself at all until the day of your death. Meaning, you never know. Don't say, I'm such a righteous person. I'll never be faced with any challenges. And I've stood up to all these challenges so far, so therefore I'm certainly going to spend the rest of my days as a tzaddik. In other words, you never know. There's a story here, though, that the Kati cites, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and at the end of his life, he became a tzaddiki. So even someone who is such a righteous position can make an unfortunate U-turn near the end of the day, so don't be so confident till the day of the death. Val tadin et chaverach, and don't judge your friend, ad shetagia l'mkoma, until you are in his place. Meaning you have experienced the same nisayon, the same challenge as that individual has. Val tomar davash yefra lishma shesofo lishamea. Meaning, don't talk cryptically, simply said, don't talk cryptically to someone with the assumption that they'll understand it eventually, because they might misunderstand it completely and be negative consequences as a result of that. Finally, va'al tomar lekeshe'epane eshne shema lotipane. Simple understanding is don't say that when I have time, meaning when I am free from my work, then I'll learn Torah, just in case shema lotipane, in case you might not have that time. Again, I've referred to this in a previous mission when people say, ah, I'm going to make my millions and retire at the age of 40, and that's when I'll start learning Torah. Because, again, such plans don't always go according to the person wishes. And however, the Tiferet Yisrael takes this in a slightly different direction. What does it mean, l'kesheh paneh eshneh? What that means is, don't say that when I have free time, then I will do chazara, I will revise my Torah, because you might not have enough time, and chazara, revision, is incredibly critical to one's learning. Let's learn Mishnah Hay. Hu haya omer, this is Hillel HaZaken once again, he would say, Ein bor yirei chet. The Sforno here says this really continues from the previous Mishnah. Why? In other words, why is it so important for someone to immediately engage in learning? Because someone who's completely a bor, someone who's completely uneducated, such an individual cannot be a yirei chet, meaning someone who fears sin. because he simply does not know what to distance himself from. He doesn't know what's considered a sin, what's considered a positive thing. And that's why it's important, again, following the previous Mishnah, to immediately engage, not say, I'll only learn Torah once I have time. And it continues, V'lo am ha'aretz chasid. Am ha'aretz is higher level than a bor. He knows something, so he can become a yirei chet. However, midat chasidut, what's considered medat chasidut? Midat chasidut is someone who goes lifni mishrut adin. He still needs a refined understanding of the Torah law in order to come to that attribute of a chasid. Let's continue. V'lo ha'baishan lomed. Famously here, that a baishan is someone who is shy, who is embarrassed. Such a person will not learn. He has to be able to have the confidence to ask questions. V'lo ha'kadam melamed. And someone who is a stubborn, who doesn't have the patience to accept the questions of his student, even if that student asks 100 times, he will not be an effective teacher. Let's continue. V'lo kalamar v'beschor machkim. And not everyone who is engaged with lots of work, he will not machkim, will not be able to acquire wisdom. Simple understanding here, someone who is engaged in business, he will not necessarily have enough time to really learn the level of Torah to the levels required. However, the Chasam Sofer says very interesting here. He says, well, that doesn't really make sense, because if you have a look at the wording of the Mishnah, it says, lo kol ha-marbe b'schora machkim. Not everyone who's marbe, who increases his schora, schora we said the business, is wise, which it seems to imply that a significant number of people can. So Chasam Sofer says this is not referring to schora in business, but rather the toiling and the masal matana, to and fro in Torah. Meaning not everyone who is engaged in Torah and the to and fro will necessarily machkim, will increase in his wisdom. That's where he explains it. And the next, this is probably the most misquoted Mishnah, uvimkom she'ein anashim hishtadel liot ish. Commonly heard this as being quoted, makom she'ein ish. However, just get it clear, you can correct people when I say it. The wording here is uvimkom she'ein anashim hishtadel liot ish, which means in a place where there are no people, then ensure that you are the one, make yourself this ish, make yourself that individual. One understanding, the Kwekati explains it, in the situation in a city where no one's learning Torah, well then you should be the one learning Torah. Rashi says, Makom she'en anashim, in other words, when people aren't, there's no one there to stand up and take care of the needs of the tzibur. In Tzorchi Tzibur, he says, you should be the one to do so. The Rambam says slightly differently. He takes this not the world of learning Torah per se, not Tzorchi Tzibur, but he says it's referring to, if you find no one who can teach you the proper midot and how to behave, then you should exert energy in yourself to ensure that you are able to do that. Finally, the Bata Nura explains that when it says Bakom She'en Anashim, that means if there's no one there, if there's no one, there's no posik in the city, and you're capable to stand up to do so, then you should do so. You should stand up, and this is Leshev Barosh Olarot Horaot, and then you should be the one to Paskin. Those are the Mishnah today.